It's not on the book. That's why I just made a mental note to ask you. If you have any idea what percentage of the people in New Braunfels are German?
Oh.
Approximately.
Yes. Well, I would say that about 50% are of German descent. There are, of course, plenty of English speaking in here now, and also of Mexico, people from Mexico descendants. And they, of course, still, the Mexicans still speak their language. But we notice here we have neighbors to the left of us here. They have small children, and they are all encouraged to speak English. Because when they come to school and they can understand what the teacher is asking them. Of course, Texas in general has a law, I believe, where the teachers must be able to converse with the children of Mexican descent in their language. Mm-hmm. I think that's
a good
right.
Idea.
Yeah.
Well, do you think that that of the two languages that of Spanish and German, you know, of the two non-English languages, mm-hmm. do you think that one is more highly respected here than another?
No, I think not. Yeah, okay. I think that's equal. Yeah.
Let's see. What do you call that thing on the front of a house that you've got one out here on the front that you walk out onto, and it's got columns, and you can sit out there in the evening and.
Yeah, the gallery or porch.
Uh-huh. Is there a difference between a gallery and a porch?
No.
Same thing?
Yeah. Not in our understanding, or in my understanding. In German say, Wollen auf die Galerie setzen. We want to go and sit on the gallery. When you could say, just in the same breath, could say we want to sit out on the porch,
uh-huh.
where the breeze and the air strikes you,
uh-huh.
in the summertime, of course, not in the wintertime.
Uh-huh. What would you call it if it was in the back of the house?
Same thing. The back porch, or the back gallery.
Uh-huh. What if it was, have you seen those houses that have one, it goes like around three, sometimes around four whole sides of the house?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, mm-hmm. What would you call it then? Would you call it anything different?
No, I think
same
so,
thing?
Yeah.
Okay. What if it was on the second story of the house? What would you call it?
Yeah, well, it would be the gallery or the porch for the second story.
Okay. If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you might tell someone to do what?
To close the door at entrance to the house. Huh?
Is there another word you might use besides close?
Shut the door.
Okay. I didn't notice about this house, but you know how some houses have boards that run along the house like this, and they overlap, like the bottom of one board overlaps the top of the next.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Weatherboarding.
Okay. What do you call that part that covers the top of the house?
Roof. Roof in English, and Dach, D-A-C-H, that's Dach of the house.
Uh-huh.
Is